KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. And Michael, as you well know, the biggest story in the media world right now is this Fox bid for Time Warner, a very substantial bid, $85 a share. That's $80 billion, and I think that's just the opening volley.
Right. Obviously, initially rebuffed by Time Warner, but I love to sing, what Rupert wants, Rupert gets, and now he's sort of the sleeper cell of Hollywood. He's lying in wait. We now know that he's inside the building. Now we just have to wait and see what his next move is.
Well, I think for sure they will not take no for an answer easily. Time Warner has shed a lot of things and slimmed down and gotten rid of those publications that were iconic.
Right, the pesky things that aren't making money anymore.
Those little things, Time.
Right, so Jeff Bezos
in Time Warner.
Got rid of Time Inc., so the publications are gone. He earlier shed Time Warner Cable. AOL is long gone from the building. So really, since Bukis has been running Time Warner, it's been all about sort of prepping this company now, apparently, for a sale.
Yeah, so here comes Rupert Murdoch. And of course, we've talked about the changing industry and the digital revolution and all the impact and diminishing television audiences. Certainly in this country, film sales going down. So we thought the herd would thin in terms of movie studios, the big studios. But really, I certainly didn't think. I thought like the weaker, like, you know, Sony Pictures Entertainment was supposed to be for sale. You know, it may be Paramount in some world where down the road. But for Fox to throw down at what, you know, Time Warner, which is the most powerful studio, Warner Brothers in Hollywood, by many calculations, that's a stunner.
Yeah, I mean, the big, we're always going to get bigger, but things have really accelerated, partly because of some of these other mergers that we've been talking about for the past year. So AT&T, DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, it's freaking out all these companies, and now they're looking to bulk up and fast. And so far, the government has been sort of looking the other way. Basically, there's a rubber stamp to do these deals. So why not? Why not aim as high as you possibly can?
Now, Rupert Murdoch's company has said it will get rid of CNN if it makes this deal because it has something called Fox News. So it won't. That's where there's some overlap. Other people might say, hey, these are two of the biggest television producing companies in the universe, Warner Brothers and Fox. So that makes a gigantic behemoth of television production. But certainly at Fox, they seem to feel the feds won't have a problem with that.
I mean, yeah, there are red flags all over this. But, I mean, just look at what we've seen over the past several years. I mean, Murdoch has been able to do all sorts of deals through the years and get waivers. I mean, already he owns two television stations and a newspaper in New York, which should have never happened. But he's flaunted those waivers for, you know, over a decade, and it hasn't really mattered. So in this case, Warner Brothers does not have a TV network. They do own 50% of the CW, but they don't have a TV network. So that's one.
They do have cable networks.
They do have cable networks. But in some ways, those cable networks actually kind of fit nicely together because, you know, the Fox networks include FX and channels like that. But then Time Warner has HBO, which a premium cable network that Fox doesn't have. So in some ways, these pieces actually work nicely.
That's Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. He joins me Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.